What's up, Balin? Welcome to the Bills. We just spoke with General Manager Brandon Bean, and he said that you bring a little bit of edge to this team. How would you describe that edge? What do you think he's talking about when he says that you bring an edge to the Bills?
I just think it's something that I've kind of carried with myself through my game. I think it speaks of how I play the game of football. I kind of played the downhill physical game of football like a linebacker plays, and that's what I think I would bring to the table when it comes to that part of an edgy game, edgy feel.
And then what was it like hearing that you'd be drafted by the Buffalo Bills, such a good defense, number one in the NFL last year?
Yeah, it was a dream come true, something I've dreamed of since I was a little kid. I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it. I'm just kind of sitting here taking it all in as much as I can. It was amazing watching my name come across. I'm just so thankful and grateful for this opportunity. Thankful that the Bills have offered me this opportunity to come and play and get this chance to play in the National Football League. And I'll do everything I can to make the best of this opportunity.
And then one more question for me. Have you heard of or you know Tremaine Edmonds, Matt Milano? You're joining a linebacker room with two pretty good linebackers.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of both of them. Two really good veteran NFL linebackers who've made a lot of plays. I come in and just learn everything I can from those guys. They paved the way for sure. So I just come in and learn from those guys and do what I can with the opportunity that I get to help the team the most.
Thanks, Balin. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Balin, could you just describe your style of play as a linebacker?
Yeah. I would just, like I said earlier, kind of an edgy guy, play well in space, really good at point of contact, really physical at the point of contact, really good sideline to sideline and smart, intelligent. I'm a leader. I was a captain on this past year, my senior year here at Clemson, and just bring a lot of things to the table when it comes to a linebacker.
And what type of interaction did you have with the Bills throughout the past couple months in the draft process?
Really just keeping up with scouts and a little bit with Coach Babich and just talking ball, nothing crazy. Had a good conversation with him at the combine and with the scouts just throughout this whole entire process, starting from January until now.
And how do you feel being part of a program like Clemson, used to winning and high level success, could only benefit you entering the NFL, especially your rookie year?
Just super grateful. Obviously, a lot of things carry over into the kind of system and organization that the Bills are right now in the NFL Football League, and I've carried that way of just organization when it comes to culture and family. And I think it's really special. I'm super grateful to have that opportunity here at Clemson and looking forward to it at the next level in Buffalo.
Thanks and congrats.
Thank you.
Hey, Balin, congratulations. I was curious just what has today been like? And, you know, you mentioned seeing your name flash up on the screen. Just what has today been like?
Stressful, to say the least, I guess. I mean, I've started at 12. My eyes were on the TV, and then it was late. But like I said, I'm grateful for this opportunity, and I know I'll make the best of it, and I'm looking forward to it. And, I'm thankful to have my family and friends here, just here at the house where I'm from, and just being able to watch it and have them around me. And like I said, just it's been a great day.
Did you know the Bills were interested? Had you talked? What was your conversations with them like throughout the process?
For sure. I mean, like I said to John earlier, just I did have a lot of good conversations with them leading up to this day. And this was kind of the day that they had me on. I was a day three guy kind of in there. And they're on their board, and it worked out that way.
Did they tell you that you where you were on their board, or was that?
No, I mean, they just know this was the day. People trade up, get picked, go off the board, and it fell this way. And I'm like I said, I'm just grateful for this opportunity, and I know I'll make the best of it.
Yeah. Is it like a feeling of relief? Like, what are your emotions now? You really haven't had a lot of time to process, but.
Yeah. Right now, it is a feeling of relief. thankful. I mean, I'm super happy. I just like, it was like a dream come true. You kind of like think about this as when you're a kid, playing high school ball, like even younger than that, middle school, just like playing the NFL, and now it's here.
Awesome. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.